When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode.
Hey. Hi Clay.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the podcast. My name is Clay Tatum, also known as freaking CIRM votes a lot because how many votes I put in battleground states. Also here we have Whitmer Thomas. He stinks like shit and has a dirty mouth. And also Rod is here. He leaves. He's a litter bug. I don't know.
Clay, you can't lie like that.
And so
remember our friend Tyler who would litter?
Yeah.
Just proudly litter.
My brother used to do that too. Every time he finished a drink in his car, just chunk it right out. He loved it.
Yeah,
he loved
it. This was in the year 2003.
Yeah.
I mean, I do sometimes just see somebody who just will drop their drink out of their car.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that. I mean, honestly, I know a couple people who do that still. Yeah.
I don't know why.
I know one person. You know him too, Rod. You do, because it's you.
Yeah, same
little bug.
You know yourself.
Little litter bugging ass asshole. You an asshole.
Yeah, gang, also today, Witt's neighborhood is gonna beat like crazy.
Well, we're outside.
It's trash day, and Rod came into town. And so it's going to take him a while to get all that shit off the ground.
Exactly. And we have to do the podcast outside because Rod...
Oh my God, it stinks like shit.
Exactly. That's why.
Well, you said earlier that Whit actually stinks like shit.
No, he meant to say Rod.
Yeah, I meant to say Rod. What did I say Whit?
Yeah, you did say
Whit. Oh my God,
Whit.
Egg all over my face. I meant you. You stink like shit, bitch.
Okay, well, I think you'd be
right,
a little
so
bit mean.
All right, so are we still...
Proof it.
Have we ever had the crowd weigh in on if it's okay for us to do 1 minute long podcasts?
Fucking I weighed in.
Yeah, we should do a poll. Clay, you got to run a poll either on Twitter or Instagram.
How many people listen to this? Have we looked at that?
Yeah, we get about fucking 40,000 a week.
Really?
Yeah, 40,000. So.
No way.
No, I think it's like around 2,000.
All right.
Mm-hmm. 240,000.
How, what does WTF and Rogan get?
I think they do about 3K a month.
Okay, so we're doing all right.
We're doing okay.
We're doing all right.
We're doing better than the best.
All right, so let's talk Twitter.
Okay.
All right, it was election week last week.
Yeah.
Was it?
Sorry about the results, Rod.
Yeah, Rod. I was really damn bummed out, but
my guy won, so.
Give him a chance.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that my guy won.
Give your guy a chance.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, right. I forgot. Sorry. Rod was Team Biden the whole way through.
He was riding with
Biden.
Yeah,
he's my number one guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you were Tulsi Gabbard people, too, because we think cancel culture has gone too far.
Well, we were Gabbard guys.
Yeah, Gabbard
and
guys.
And Rod, well, originally Rod was a Kamala King.
Yeah. Well, uh-huh. I was also part of the Yang Gang. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Briefly, I was in Yang Gang.
And
yeah.
Then he became a Biden boy.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's full ride or die Biden boy.
Yeah.
And we were Sanders sluts.
First, I was part of the K-Hive.
I was
what?
The K-Hive.
You say what to me?
What's that?
Do you guys not know about the K-Hive?
I know about a beehive.
Yeah.
What are you smoking?
For Kamala, that's we call it the K-Hive because we're such big fans.
I don't I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. I think you're wrong. Whatever you think you were telling
me. I'm just saying that I was a big part of the K-Hive. And then when she teamed up with Biden, I became a Biden boy.
Did y'all get the urge to buy anything when the when Biden won?
What are you talking about?
Okay, so I have a theory.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I went to the store that day.
Yeah.
I went skating. I did a bunch of stuff that day.
Okay.
And everything I went to was crazy packed.
Right.
Like I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I was skating and a skater guy I was like talking about that and he goes, yeah, dude, my store, he has like an online store. Yeah. Sold out that weekend.
Wait, can I tell you something?
What?
That day was a was Winnie's birthday that day, and we wanted to go to as many thrift stores that we could go to. Every thrift store had a line.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that wrong? But then we went to Huntington
Gardens.
Gardens. And there's a lot of people. No lines. Eh.
Well, I think it's...
So...
What is that? And I bought jeans that day, not really thinking about it. I just was like, I feel like I gotta buy something. So I bought some pants.
You're just happy, excited.
I think it's like a stress relief kind of thing? Just everybody buying shit? Or do you think it's that... Oh, I don't know. No theories? Okay.
Well, I think people are probably just excited.
Cool.
And you want to buy something because that also makes you happy.
All right.
I probably would have bought an Xbox Series S if I could have.
Are you happy with Rod's response? What?
Yeah.
Seems upset.
Yeah, I wanted something bigger. I wanted something like, yeah, I wanted to buy something too. What was that? You bought June? No way, because I bought two hats. Once again, yeah. What's alone in the cold?
Yeah.
It's
freaking, it is about 30 degrees. I actually didn't buy anything. Rod, don't interrupt me.
Because I was working.
Well, yeah, you were being an essential jerker.
Yeah.
God. I don't even remember what I was saying.
By the way, it's 30 degrees in LA.
That's
what you're saying.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you told us.
It's basically snowing over here.
Basically, we're the coldest boys alive.
I've never been this cold. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You stand in the freaking shadow in LA, basically
basically, you're ice.
You basically turn to ice, yes.
Basically, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
In the meantime, basically, I'm shivering my asshole off over here.
You probably hear Witt's teeth chattering.
That was our teeth chattering because of how freaking ice cold, snow cold. Yeah. Ooh, speaking of snow, I saw a movie.
This early? We're
snow
6
dogs?
Minutes in, man.
Damn, I would have guessed we're 22 minutes in.
Witt wants to do that 1 minute podcast.
Yeah, dude.
He's determined.
Sorry. Just really determined on this 1 minute.
No, I'm good. All right, well, I was in Portland. Let's talk about it.
Okay, talk about it.
Well, in Portland, I was up there for 10 days. I had to quarantine in a hotel. Did we do a Patreon for
Portland?
Yeah,
we've only done Patreons during this whole
thing. So I was quarantined for 10 days.
Yes.
Other than for 2 of those days.
Okay.
So 8 days.
Because you were acting.
I was doing acting. And, it sounds like it would be really fun.
Yeah.
It's not.
We get that hotel room. You get basic cable. How often do you get basic cable?
That's true. South Park.
Yeah,
is the Comedy Central should just be called South Park.
They do
South Park Central.
All TV networks, they're just marathons now.
That's
right?
All because TV is suffering big time.
Big time. Yeah.
So it's just South. It's like South Park, The Office, Seinfeld, whatever. Yeah. Even CMT just plays like TV shows now.
Not country music videos anymore. The country music television network.
So I got bored, so I started going on Instagram Live, and I love this crap. I want to do more of it. But it's hard when you're back in your normal life.
Is what it's called.
No, Instagram Live is what I was doing.
Yeah, but...
I'll do Twitch whenever I get a couch.
Man.
I just got to get a couch in my house.
Rod's been doing Twitch like crazy. I played Among Us for the first time. You know about this game?
Mongoose?
Among Us?
We played Among Us the other day.
Yes.
We played it on election night.
I think
played
it on election Mongoose. Night. It kills a snake.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, you're actually thinking of a BMX bike.
Right, don't correct Witt. It's a bad look.
Yeah, that's a really bad look.
I played Among Us. I was pretty good at it, but I was never the imposter.
You never got to be imposter?
Never got to be imposter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Would you play it again?
That's nice. I love that. When Rod doesn't...
What?
Nothing. Go for it. Rod, don't let Witt interrupt. Tell your story.
I mean, I was just asking if you'd play it. You want to play Among Us again.
I'll play it again, but I think I need to end on a high note. You know what I mean?
What do you mean a high note?
Because I did so well last time around.
Yeah, but you didn't even get to be imposter.
I know. I feel like once I become imposter, I'll collapse and feel
so
like a fool
get,
in front of all
straight.
My friends.
In Among Us, there's a guy.
Yes.
A group of guys. And then there's one guy who's probably a bad guy, and you got to figure out
who's
the
bad
guy.
Yeah. So he goes around, he kills people, and he tries to kill people when no one's looking.
Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
That sounds so.
And then once you find a dead body, then you meet up with everyone, and you go, well, I found the dead body here. And he goes, well, you probably killed him because you were telling us about the dead body. I go, nuh-uh, what, stupid bitch.
That sounds.
There's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like. Is there any point in the game where you have to see how long you can keep a combo going and try to get over 1 million points?
I would say,
there's actually
thinking back on it, no. That's not part of the game. You're thinking of Tony Hawk Pro Skater, is what you're thinking.
What about the soundtrack? Is Less Than Jake on the soundtrack?
I would say like industrial sounds of like a, you know, beeps and boops.
A pipe bonking on a wall.
Yeah, just pipes bonking on walls, beeps, boops.
Kind of just like a vent. Like here, you can faintly hear a vent go off. Like a.
That doesn't sound like something I would like.
I don't know, man. I think you would really like it.
You really think I would like it?
Honestly, I don't think there's a damn game out there that you would enjoy besides Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I don't think even Skater XL, man. That's the best game there is. I don't know how many more times I need to tell you. It's the best game there is.
I like Ninja Turtles or something like that, where you're all with your friends.
You like a nice multiplayer co-op.
Well, Among Us, you actually do play with all your friends.
Yeah,
that's why it's.
But
fun.
You had to backstab your friends sometimes.
I don't love that. I don't want to hurt my friends.
He likes to be on the same team. He also likes to be turtles.
I love to be a turtle or like a superhero or something.
And Rod, you would like this. You get to be teenaged.
Oh, that would be nice.
So. Yeah.
It's been so long.
Yeah. I don't like that sound.
There's what? Just so much noise.
I like it. I like the crunch.
Is it really crunchy?
It's extremely crunchy.
I'm eating celery.
Yeah.
For the listeners.
Yeah. Well, he was telling Rod. Rod doesn't know basic vegetables.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those things before.
Okay, I think we're ready to the. We're 10 minutes in, which means now we're halfway through the podcast now. Freaking wits new rules. What's
there's a lot of updates. I got funny updates.
Okay, tell
You're
me.
You're going to love this.
All right.
Did I tell you about the COVID stuff?
I told you about my COVID stuff. And if you want to know about that, listen to the Patreon. But go off with, you tell me what you
I didn't tell you my COVID stuff.
What's your COVID stuff?
All right, so I talked to my brother the other day.
Okay.
And your brother's, I wonder if my brother's going to listen to this.
Your brother's in Alabama.
My brother's back in Alabama. Oh, what you been doing? Oh, nothing. Blah, 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 blah. Everything's fine. Whatever. Okay. Nothing to report on. We're just talking about music. Classic brother stuff. Then I could talk to my dad, and my dad's like, I was like, Dad, you got to go visit Johnny. Johnny said you hadn't seen him in a couple of weeks. And my dad's like, that's because there's COVID. And I'm like, yeah, of course there's COVID. And he goes, no. Your sister-in-law and her niece both got COVID. And they were like hanging out, running around. And I was like, oh, man. And he goes, yeah, but it turned out it was like blah, blah, blah. There's a whole thing. They didn't get it. Everybody tested negative. But my brother's wife's family had a family reunion.
Okay.
Johnny and my
perfect timing. Really.
Johnny and my sister-in-law, Caitlin, didn't go because COVID stuff.
Yeah.
But like 12 members
and
of
that's the sneezing disease, right?
Yeah, COVID.
Yes.
You get the sneezes.
So like 12 of the family members on her side did go. One of them brought a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who like wasn't too close with the family, like wasn't married, just
He's
a boyfriend.
A new boyfriend.
Yeah.
I haven't told you all this story?
No,
go.
First
Ooh,
I've heard
I've
of it.
I've never heard this.
Well, all right, so they go. Out of the 12 people, 6 of them get COVID at the family reunion, wow. including the boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
Boyfriend died.
Excuse me? What?
He died. That's not even his family. He went up to the freaking family reunion, and this is like distant relatives, and I don't really know, but still. Went up to the family reunion of a family that's not even his family. Right. Imagine that conversation of like, I don't want to go. It's COVID. I don't want to go to a family reunion.
You got to go.
You got to go. It'd be nice. All right, fine. And then you go and you get COVID and you die? That's awful.
And your brother didn't bring this up to you?
No, I'm talking to my brother. He's like, I'm just trying to find a drummer or whatever. He doesn't mention any of this. And that's so much.
Right.
First, he had a giant COVID scare because his sister-in-law and his niece both came over when they had COVID, not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then a family, a sort of distant family member of his died of COVID. He didn't bring any of that stuff up to me.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's like
What would you risk COVID for?
I've actually thought about this. I was thinking about this the other day, actually, because something was going on. What was it?
I was invited to a birthday party the other day, and I risked getting COVID. And I almost
but that
got
was
it.
Outside.
Was this family reunion indoors?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know much about the location or anything. I'm sure. Wait, but wasn't the birthday party outside?
Yes, it was outside, but I'm still scared like a little baby bitch, and I almost thought I got it.
Yeah. I mean, I think I get it. There's always about a 1 minute period of every time I'm around any people.
Yeah.
Where I think, oh, I feel the tickle in my throat.
What? The other day I was waiting in line to get my photos stood up, and the person in front of me had a biggest sneeze I've ever heard anyone have. And I was like, if I sneeze like that, no matter where I am or what I'm trying to get, I'm walking home. Out of shame.
Dude.
But sneezes aren't COVID.
Dude, there was
sneezes are COVID.
I thought cough's COVID.
No, it's about getting the particles.
Yeah, but aren't they wearing a mask?
You can get COVID through a sneeze.
Yes.
It's not. I don't know if COVID makes you sneeze, but you can get it through a sneeze.
You can get it through a sneeze. It's about the wet. You know that spit in your mouth?
Yeah, no, I know. I understand
that's the COVID.
He's wearing the mask, and he probably covers.
Rod, you don't know. You're giving everyone the benefit of the doubt because you're an idealist. Me and Claire are realists.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Yes.
Rod, you're a fucking dreamer, bro.
Yeah. God damn.
While we were shooting, I was doing I'm in the new season of Shrill for a second, and I was shooting with A.D. Bryant, and we were having to do some funny. It was hard. The scene was hard to keep it together because it involves a whole barbecue sandwich and all this stuff. Uh-huh. But every now and again, there'd be somebody off. They were shooting on on a set. So it was a big warehouse. With
Clay, can you mark it that there's a big spoiler for Shrill?
For the there's a barbecue sandwich in this
in season three.
I don't want to spoil that for anyone.
But in the background, we had to stop twice because we couldn't because he just started laughing. In the background. A person we never were able to figure out who it was just went, one of those sneezes, yeah. Two times.
You know they. You know
you especially can't do on set because there's all these rules before you're even allowed to go. You have to get your fever. You have to get your temperature checked.
Yeah.
And you have to like show them some sort of pass card thing that proves that you have tested negative for COVID in the last day.
Oh.
And so that.
And you know why? You know why you never found her? Or him?
You assume it's a girl because girls are weak because they sneeze.
Well, I don't know why I thought it was a girl. Maybe because the person in my story was a girl.
All right.
You guys thought it was a guy.
Yeah.
So.
It's a big sneeze.
I guess actually...
Don't gender my sneeze, bitch.
Let's get a shirt that says, don't gender my sneeze. All right, what were you going to say?
You know why you couldn't find that person?
Because
they ran home because it was the right thing to do.
Because they're embarrassed.
Because they're embarrassed and they're shameful.
If I sneeze again, I won't run home.
If I have a big sneeze here right now, I'm running home out of shame.
Because you could do one sneeze. I think two sneezes, though, you think you got to run home.
Yes.
I sneeze. I have the urge to sneeze every time I walk into a place and every time I walk out. And I have to hold the sneeze in.
Yeah.
And I always end up going to try to hold it in.
I had a sneeze in a grocery store the other day that was trying to come out. I held that in so hard, I felt like my head was going to fall off on the ground. You ever feel like that?
Yeah, I don't think you should hold in the sneeze
my
like that.
My eyes feel like they're going to pop out.
I don't want it, because I know it's like a sneeze.
I need stuff to buy. I'm not going to walk out of here out of shame. I need to walk out of here with the shit I wanted.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What are you doing on Thanksgiving? You're going home, right, Red?
No, I think I'm going to stream for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Whoa, what about you, Claire?
I was addicted to the streaming. Me and Whitney want to go out of town. We want to see snow, but we also don't know. Nothing is planned.
Why don't you guys... All right, here's the deal. I'm going to be alone here.
Why?
Mitra's going back to Ohio.
She's addicted to this family
stuff.
Let's
have a ham dinner.
You want to have a ham dinner? Have a ham dinner.
I was thinking of ham a couple
days
ago.
Can I do a 12-hour stream here?
You're welcome to stream it. I was just thinking...
Stream this, bitch.
What was that?
That's you farting. I've never heard you fart so quiet.
Yeah.
It went like this.
It really was.
Clay, we gotta go get you tested for COVID.
I think you might have COVID.
I need to get tested for stains.
Do you guys do other tests here? Well, no, we just do COVID. Ah. Not so you don't know if I got
you
stains?
You don't do stains?
Well, yeah, I was thinking, why don't we make it? We skip the turkey. Okay. Unless you want to do a turkey.
I don't want ham. Ham the shape of a turkey.
Yeah, and we do ham and rolls. Nothing else. Unless people want to do something else.
Well, I like mashed potatoes and gravy.
All right, you're in charge of that.
Oh my God, you're in charge of the food now.
All of the food?
Yeah, Rod, you're in charge of all the food. Sorry.
This is a lot of work.
Yeah, I was thinking about eating just water, dry turkey.
Yeah, some water and some dry turkey. But now that Rod's in charge of the food, I'm thinking we could do the whole thing. Cranberry stuff. And yeah. Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Cranberry stuff.
Turkey. Stuffing. Three turkeys.
Three turkeys? Actually.
I want a freaking ham so bad, man. I've been thinking about this damn ham.
Woo!
Yesterday I got a turkey club because I want... Yeah. Yesterday I got a turkey club because I wanted ham so bad.
Rod, you know you're not working on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's the store closed Thanksgiving.
Remember when they used to be open?
Yeah.
You could work for half a day or something and you get paid overtime the whole time? What was the deal?
I think it was just time and a half. But also everybody's like very generous on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I always worked on Thanksgiving.
I think I worked one time and I took like five deliveries and made like $150 or something.
That rules.
I like the sound of that.
It's an ideal kind of day.
What's it like to be an essential worker, or jerker in your case?
Jerker.
I mean, it's...
Is it really fun?
No, not really. It's just, you just kind of get stressed sometimes, and then people don't want to look at you even, because they're so scared. The people we deliver to are mostly just very afraid.
I mean, that's very Rod specific, but sure.
Are you sure that's why they don't want to look at you?
It could be. What's the other reason?
Well, I got delivered from Rod one time. And I didn't know it was going to be run until the store called me and warned me.
Well, they have to. Yes. They are legally required to.
Yes, yes.
All right, did you notice, did your tips change once you got a slick haircut?
Well, it's not really, because people tip you, like, before you go get to them now.
Oh, they do that now.
Yeah.
I've still never gotten groceries delivered.
I tried, right, when the pandemic happened. Cause
me too.
I was a baby. And there's no way of getting that, so we did takeout.
Yeah, right.
Groceries.
You went and ordered them and picked them up?
Yeah, you parked in the Sprouts parking spot. Was that when the COVID happened? There are lines around a building.
Yeah, and then Sprouts stopped doing that. I got shamed at the beginning of COVID for going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Because they were like, if you can afford to get your groceries delivered, then you have to do it, or else you're like part of the problem.
Yeah,
that's some psycho shit.
And I remember thinking, like, I don't know if I'm at that place in my life, but right now I can probably afford that. And so I tried and couldn't find anybody to do it.
Yeah,
I remember feeling a lot of guilt.
Well, I mean, when it first started, we were just so busy that we could not possibly handle. They'd have to like turn off orders every hour.
Whoa!
So like only like 25 orders could come in at any given hour.
Yeah.
Dang.
So they had to, like, throttle them, basically.
So y'all are sort of like you're sort of like Jeff Bezos, in a way.
Well, no, I mean, it's definitely slowed down a lot now. I'm not making the kind of money I was making in the beginning.
Are you going to buy a new car, brand new Corvette?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I could afford it. No. I'd have to have the beginning amount of money for several months to really afford.
That's why you Twitch.
That is why.
And you've been going off slay on Twitch.
I have been going off slay.
Hey, a Zoomer over here? What the heck? What did you do with Wit, little Zoomer?
Yeah, I'm going to get...
I'm a Zoomer, go off slay.
Yes.
I'm going to get new Twitch merch up pretty soon.
So if you do a Friend of Rod shirt in black with white, or ideally black with red, you know you got a buyer in Wit.
Yeah. Wow.
Black shirt with red font, yeah. I'm there.
He's there.
What do you got? What is it right now?
What?
What is it right now?
Can you fart?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I haven't put up a shirt
yet. You can't be allowed to do that on
the podcast. I'm going to do it this week. I'm going to get a bunch of shirts up.
Wait. Are you using the pod?
I'm just going to use like TeePublic or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, make it to where... Can you make it to where you can like pick your colors?
Type of shit Rod's into? Make it freaking TeePrivate.
Because I saw somebody with a green American Arts and Culture Review shirt. That's cool looking.
Yeah.
Why don't we do our merch? We need to.
I do limited colors, man. You can't. It's not a little DIY spot. I pick the colors. Okay.
Well, yeah, but maybe there's a world where we do our merch with like a printing shop to where we can make it a little bit.
Hey, listen, I would love that. I would love to do a hoodie, because you can't do hoodies on the website that we do now, because the thing fucking washes off.
How much money do we make off these shirts?
Well, this week, this month, we got $50 coming in, but I keep, with the TeePublic or Teespring or whatever we use, it's all donations, so I donate it. But hey, the 2020 is over now. I don't know who else to donate to besides, like, John Office or...
Well, I mean, that's cool to donate it. I'm just saying it's fun sometimes to go to the post office. It sucks at first when you got all these merch orders, but then once you pack them all and you put them in the box, it feels good.
Yeah.
You feel accomplished.
Feels like you did
That's a
job.
Hard day's work.
Maybe not for you, Rod, because you're an essential jerker, but me and Clay, we sit around on our asses looking at porno all day.
Yes.
Basically waiting to fart just so we can have a job to do and wipe our ass.
If I tug anymore, I'm going to lose a little thing.
Do you guys wipe after every time you
wipe
fart?
Wipe after every fart.
Every fart, yep.
Is that weird?
I'm due for four wipes after this pod.
Oh, yeah, I'm storing up my wipes right now.
Yeah, you save them.
Wait.
Yes.
Well, like, that means I get four squares.
Yes.
Got four farts, that's four squares.
Yes.
How? What age were you where you started farting and thinking, I'm going to have to wipe my ass?
Three, maybe?
I think I was about 27.
Well, I was beefy from the beginning.
Maybe I was like 29.
I had real hearty farts.
I had never farted in my life to where I was like, ooh. Yeah, so I'm going to have to go wipe
if
my
I
ass.
Get a, if, I, like if I fart I and it's dry... Like a clean, dry fart. Oh my! I feel so pampered. I feel so nice.
What a treat!
That's so nice.
No, now I'm like, if I make it through the night without, especially lately, if I make it through the night and then I wake up the next morning and I don't have a single thought of, am I gonna have to wash my shorts? I feel like a king.
What are you eating lately?
Oh, dude, at that home, when I was quarantining, so in Portland, everything was shut down because Portland had wild protests, so everybody boarded up, and it was kind of hard to find food that wasn't Chipotle or this other sub shop.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey Mike's?
Subway.
No, I can't. Oh, yeah, Jersey Mike's, and then there was another one, I can't remember the name. Or it was Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's, did you know their ad is Fresh Smells?
Free smells.
Free smells here or something?
Free smells and sub so fast you freak.
Oh!
But it is good. Anyway, so that's mostly what I was eating. And then I was eating Domino's.
Yeah.
There was not like healthy options. And other than there was a veggie grill across the street. But I sort of exhausted the salad that I like there.
Yeah, you get through the veggie grill pretty quick.
Anyway, so I think I shit once. Maybe twice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
I feel like I'm the opposite. I think when I'm eating very badly, I just shit a ton.
No, not for me. If I'm on tour or out of town in any capacity, I'm always eating bad, and I'm not shitting until I go home.
Wait, I don't want to gang up on you, but when I shit a lot, it's because I've been eating bad.
Weird.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with me. I went to the chiropractor, and they were like, yeah, your back's all...
We can't do anything about your poop. You need to go somewhere else.
No, they said like your back's all whacked.
Your back's all full of shit.
Do you have a hard time shitting? Like, is it irregular? And I say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. But it's not a mess. It's just like every... Well, when I'm at home, it's fine. But when I'm on tour, it's bad. I mean, remember that time I didn't poop for 10 days?
I remember that.
When was that?
Like... 12 years ago, maybe more than that, probably.
That's a long time to go.
Me and my brother and my mom were eating a cheeseburger, and I went swimming afterwards, and I ran. We were on the beach in Alabama, and I ran back to like a condo and snuck in, and I took a shit, and I'm pretty sure it was 14 feet long.
Yes.
You should have seen it, Rod. I didn't even know you then. I wish I did.
You should have took a pic.
I don't think there's a way to... Back way far enough in that bathroom.
Mm-mm.
14 feet's pretty big.
Remember in South Park where he poops and then the poop fills the toilet?
Yeah, and it spins around it?
I've had multiple dreams where I poop so much that it fills the toilet up.
Oh. I'd be afraid if I had a poop dream.
Why? Because you would poop?
I would be worried that I pooped.
I don't worry.
I mean, I was in bed with my ex-girlfriend once. And I always wake up pretty early and I get out of bed and I go make coffee.
Yeah.
This morning I did not get out of bed because I was laying in a puddle of my own poop and I didn't know what to do. And we were newly
Yeah.
Newly dating.
I hate to see it, folks.
And she woke up and she was like kind of confused because I always wake up early, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just kind of want to see how you make coffee.
What's your process with
coffee?
What's
that like? And she goes, well, yeah, I can show you how I do it. And I'm like, I just kind of want to like, maybe you like make it for me and bring it to me and I'll taste it and I'll know. And then as soon as she walked out,
you hear
I woke
this?
Up, took the sheets off, acted like it was just time to wash the sheets.
You heard this? Ding, 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 ding.
Because, yeah, oh yeah, because I was nude and it was a,
yeah.
It was a mess of shit. I shit my...
You're nude, but no one can tell with all that mud around you.
Yeah, it looked like I was wearing some brown shorts.
Oh, my God.
I blew it big time.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Right. We're at the 30-minute mark. I think we can go into the movie now. What movie do you want to talk about?
The movie?
Yeah, what movie do you want to talk about? You said you saw like
saw
50
snow
freaking
movie?
Movies.
Well, I think the best movie to talk about would be The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Wolf of Wall Street?
And that's a sequel.
It's a sequel to Wolf of Wall Street. By Jim Cummings. We've talked about his other movie, I think, Thunder Road. This one I enjoyed more.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people.
I got another
say
one coming.
I'm
gonna hold it in.
What?
Nothing.
Wait, were you gonna sneeze?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, he's back.
He sneezed.
Kazoom tight.
This one. Oh, by the way, we don't have an idea to how to film this one because we're busy. We're all really busy working on this stuff. So if you're a listener and you like making little video edits, please do that for us, and we'll post it onto our Instagram.
Yeah.
And, but please make sure it's really funny and good.
Yeah.
Or else we won't post it.
It has to be really funny and good.
Yeah. So if we don't post it, you know why. So.
I mean, literally, if you don't make it funny or good, and it's not on our timeline, then you know exactly
why.
You know.
You've been judged.
Yeah. So, Jim Cummings is an actor, director, writer. He starred in Thunder Road. Now he stars in this. And this is a movie about a cop who has a drinking problem and has a weird anger problem.
Perfect timing.
What's that?
Perfect timing.
Yep.
Love a good old cop story these days.
And so...
What does Boy in Blue do?
He's a boy in tan.
Tan? What are you talking about?
Different kind of cop. Colorado cop. Or somewhere like that.
Oh, that's why. Was that why you were wearing Tan Lives Matter the other day?
Yeah.
The thin tan line?
Because in Colorado, cops are different. No, I did go to Aspen, and the cops there wear like neon green polo shirts and shorts.
Uh-huh.
What?
Who's this?
And I was like, these aren't the cops that we're trying to defund. These guys?
Yeah. You're trying to push,
and they have like long hair.
Go ahead and push them over.
I think we're okay with these cops. I don't think we need to defund these boys. I think these guys need at least enough money to get some pants. It's cold up here.
Let's get them some friggin' pants.
So Jim Cummings is a cop. He's trying his best to be a good dad, but guess what? There's murder on the brink of...
Oh, I hate that. I hate when that happens.
And guess what?
I would turn the movie off right then and there.
From getting bitten.
What?
From getting bit by a big old dog.
I wouldn't know that.
This is a big dog murder movie.
I would have never have learned that. The movie would have been turned off by then.
Yeah. Well, we saw this together.
I know. I was begging to turn off the TV, but you had the remote control.
Yeah.
So
and you kept throwing your burger at the TV because of how mad you were at me.
Yeah.
Because you're so scared.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to go cook another burger and you missed more parts of the movie.
Kept on saying, I didn't come here for conflict.
You came here for a burger with
I came here for
a
nice little
movie.
Film. I'm not here for conflict. What are you showing me this for? There's a murderer here? Turn it off. I don't want to see that.
Throw that burger at the TV. Hit the back, like when Gary threw the burger at Sergio at our old place of work.
Okay, well, you remember what happened?
What?
I'm telling this story from your POV. I was so mad at the TV. You had your head turned at me. I had a burger in my hand.
This is your second burger.
A second burger. Hot burger. I had it like behind my head, like I was going to throw it like a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And you looked over, and you saw the TV, and you hear me grunt, and you look back to me, and the burger was gone. And I didn't throw it because I ate it.
Oh, you threw it into your mouth, into your gullet.
Yeah.
Anyway, this movie's good. It's better. I think it's better and more fun. It's more accessible than Thunder Road. Right. So there's a murder monster guy coming in, and everybody's like, what is that thing? And then they go, well, I don't know. It looks like it was a wolf. And the one guy's going, it's a werewolf because it only happens on a full moon.
Full moon.
And
so this movie just lies.
Why?
I don't know how to break this to you. Werewolves don't exist.
Exactly. And that's what Jim Cummings is saying. Werewolves don't exist. And meanwhile, he's got family problems happening.
Yeah.
So he's having to deal with that, and he's having a hard time staying sober.
Yeah.
And werewolves don't exist, but more people are dying, and it's all like kind of the same aged woman is dying.
From the, by the dog.
By the giant werewolf. And it's a scary, huge werewolf. Eventually you see it, and it's cool looking.
It is a werewolf.
Reminiscent, and it's shot in a way that is reminiscent of one of the best movies ever, American Werewolf in London.
London, yes.
And it's going to bite you. And that's what I kept thinking. If I was in the snow in the night, I'd be worried of getting bitten by something on a full moon. And Jim Cummings goes, there's no werewolf, but guess what? Then the werewolf tries to bite his daughter. And he goes, oh, shit, I'm still confused. But then no murder is, and then you see a guy who is sort of always seen, and it turns out that he's like a weird, sketchy guy who does drugs, and he accidentally kills himself, and then everybody just says he did it.
Uh-huh.
But you're thinking to yourself, there's no way he did that.
Drug man?
It's a werewolf did it. Drug man. And I saw the werewolf.
Like
I saw the literally saw the damn giant ass werewolf. And he's gonna bite you.
Saw what the hell?
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't a dog?
Well, that's what this guy Jim Cummings thinks, but it ain't a dog. Okay. And everybody's making fun of Jim Cummings, and that's the whole thing. The whole time through the movie, everybody's making fun of him and saying cops are stupid pieces of shit
for believing in werewolves.
Yeah, and for not solving the murders, and he feels like a damn boo boo the fool, and then. A long time later, Jim Cummings goes to return a piece of sewing equipment to a taxidermist who owned the Airbnb that the first murder was by.
Okay.
At. And then he realizes, hold up, you're a taxidermist. What the heck?
Uh-huh.
And then the guy, he says, could you do me a favor and stand up straight for me? He stands up straight, and this guy is about 7 feet tall. Can you believe that, right?
As tall as a werewolf would be.
Yeah. And by the way, spoilers are now. Because you should actually see this movie.
So okay, I'm not good with judging time, but if you want to skip the spoilers, go about 10 seconds ahead. Wait, go off.
Yeah. So, guess what?
What?
Rod, if you say
that taxidermist is a creep, Rod. And he built a werewolf costume. And he's been murdering girls who have been rude to him or something like that. And he's the werewolf. And werewolves aren't real, and Jim Cummings was right the whole time, and he solves the murder.
So this is an incel man.
Yep.
And he dresses as a werewolf to kill the women.
Yep.
And he's 7 feet tall.
He's 7 feet tall? Yep.
As tall as a werewolf.
And this is a great reveal. And hopefully now you've spoiled ahead
to
where you are not spoiled. Because it is a giant twist that was really rewarding. And that it kind of makes the whole movie. If that twist is,
where'd you watch this movie?
I had to rent it on VOD on like iTunes or something. Or no, I had to rent it on YouTube. It's not on iTunes, which is great. How does a movie not get on iTunes if it's on YouTube for rent?
Is it brand
new
film?
I don't watch movies on iTunes. Can I say that?
Why?
Wait,
I'm a Google Play man. Because I have Roku. I don't have Apple TV.
Oh. Well, watch it however you can, and it's really funny. And, like, it's hilarious. Jim Cummings is funny as hell. It's kind of weird that he's only in his own movies. Anyway, watch this movie.
You ever seen The Tenet?
I saw Tenet.
No, The Tenet.
Tenet, yeah.
You simple boy.
The Tenet.
The Tenet.
Nope. Wait, with who?
Roman Polanski?
Oh, nope.
You watch that movie and you go, Roman, why did you have to be in this? He stars in it.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's interesting, though.
When did The Tenet come out?
After Chinatown. I could be wrong.
Well, he's probably riding high after Chinatown.
Oh, yeah. He think he can do anything. Star in his own movie if he wanted to.
What's the... there's been a bunch of, like movies that are The Tenet, but they're not. Like Pacific Heights. Isn't that one?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about The Tenet.
And then there's the comedy now with Ben Stiller and Drew Barrymore.
I finished my review.
Oh, all right, let's hear it. By the way, I give this movie easy 10 out of 10. Sincerely, you must go watch The Wolf of Snow Hollow. It's good. Support independent cinema. Rod, go ahead.
For me, this is actually a perfect 10 out of 10. It's just a kind of movie that I like. A werewolf is actually pretty scary to me. So perfect 10 out of 10 for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Clay.
When was this movie made?
I think it was made in 2019.
Interesting. I'll write that down. Hi, everyone. My name is Clay Tatum, and this is my review of Wolf of Wall Street, filmed during the COVID-19 pandemic in the year 2020. And this is my thoughts on the movie, and also what happened in the movie. So you get both of those. Cool. So here we go. Here's my review. American Werewolf in London. More like American Cop in America. And this is the movie Wit wants me to see? Okay. Interesting. Wit's on a normal one today. Weird flex, but okay. And for that and everything else I said, I'm going to give this movie, let me think, what's the two numbers? 10 out of 10.
Wow,
because it's
score.
One of the best movies I've ever seen. And
Even though you kept splashing your burger against the screen.
Yes, I started smearing ketchup on the screen to blur it and have no one else get to enjoy the movie.
To me, the ketchup made it better.
You don't want to look at the blood, but actually what happened was
made a 3D experience. For
and you freaked out so much that you threw up in your mouth a little bit.
I dried up my vagina. Okay. All right. Anywho, gang, you got a 40-minute podcast this week. Maybe 30 next week.
Actually, 40 minutes is good.
You think
that's
so?
Actually who's doing anything for 40 minutes nowadays? Once COVID ends, we can start doing real length.
Right.
But before pre-COVID, I was like, give me a podcast that's 3 hours long. Because I got to drive all over the place.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I ain't driving.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I guess, Rod, you're an essential worker.
I'm driving, but I also don't really like to listen to podcasts right now.
Why not?
It's just like there's too much going on. It's like, feels weird to listen to a podcast.
What do you do?
I listen to like the radio or whatever. Or listen to music.
What kind of music? Spoon?
Yeah, mostly Spoon.
Yeah.
Rod loves Spoon.
They Might Be Giants.
It's a cherry bomb.
All my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Rancid?
Rancid. I've always listened to Rancid.
Yeah.
They go the but mainly, mainly Spoon.
Yeah, it's
mostly
Red
Sword.
Feel bad for that
CD.
Anywho, gang, this podcast.
It's important that these listeners go to the Patreon because...
The Patreon is where we really go off. Here, we're kind of like stuck to a script that I pre-wrote. But when we do the actual Patreon podcast, I throw that script away and I say, boys, have at it.
Exactly. So go to the Patreon and listen to us with our sincere thoughts.
Yeah.
And you might actually learn stuff.
And we also don't... Here's the thing. We skip... If we don't want to do a podcast, we skip the main podcast. But with the Patreon, we do every week. I don't know if we've skipped a week yet.
Really. Yeah, so do that Patreon and do the listeners get any special gifts if they do a Patreon?
Of course not, my man.
So they get the podcast. We could maybe figure out more stuff we can give them.
But I'm busy.
Yeah, we're really busy right now, so don't expect anything like that. But do go to the Patreon, and you'll hear. You'll hear my stories of.
You'll hear
how flying is during COVID.
Yes. You can also hear my COVID scare. Yeah. So that's an interesting thing that you guys can learn about. But hey, talking about podcasts, it's a Patreon podcast. Let's go there now. But for everyone that's not that hasn't subscribed, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.